I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The student-led March for Our Lives movement hosted town hall meetings at several venues across the country, including here in Atlanta over the weekend. Representative and civil rights icon John Lewis was there to hear the students' concerns.
It doesn't make sense for hundreds and thousands of our people, especially young people, children, students, to live in fear of gun violence. We have to stop the madness.
That audio was courtesy of WSB. Lawmakers opposing new gun control legislation did not attend. Their absence was noted by empty chairs on the stages. Macon-Bibb County has had its bond rating downgraded. WMAZ-TV reports the rating service Moody's has lowered its score for Macon-Bibb County from AA2 to A1. That means the consolidated government, previously considered a very low credit risk, is now considered just a low credit risk. Macon-Bibb County faces a deficit as high as $10 million next year. The rating could drop again if the consolidated government sinks deeper into debt. The state's Immigration Enforcement Review Board says a suit filed against them by the city of Decatur claiming violations of open meetings laws is frivolous. The city filed the suit in the aftermath of Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle's assertion that Decatur was violating state law because of a longstanding policy not to detain immigrants without a valid warrant from ICE. According to Decaturish.com, city officials say the policy does not violate state law. And four members of the Port Wentworth City Council are facing ethics complaints. The Savannah Morning News reports one complaint was filed by other members of the council. Another comes from a resident. The complaints all stem from a February City Council vote to waive requirements for developer Fred Williams. The four council members named in the complaint have all received campaign contributions of more than $1,000 from Williams. An ethics ordinance passed last year requires city officials to recuse themselves from business involving donors who've contributed that much. In lieu of that, the city attorney recommended the council members disclose how much they've received from Williams before voting. And yesterday, Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan and his wife Sarah announced the birth of their twin sons on Instagram. The babies were born 6 weeks after Sarah was put on bed rest early in January. In the Instagram post, Sarah said that the firstborn, Marshall Thomas Ryan, spent 5 weeks in the neonatal intensive care unit before he was cleared to go home. John Matthew Ryan spent 6 weeks in the NICU. According to the AJC, the Falcons QB, who earned the nickname Matty Ice for remaining calm under pressure on the football field, admitted to being nervous about becoming a dad during a November interview. And in soccer, Atlanta United won their fourth straight game over the weekend, defeating LAFC 5-0 on Saturday. Miguel Almiron scored twice on penalty kicks. He spoke after the game using a translator.
No, yo me siento muy feliz siempre con...
I'm always happy as long as I know I'm helping the team. So whether I'm scoring or a teammate scoring, it doesn't matter because we all celebrate together. But today, I'm happy for the goals.
Atlanta is leading Major League Soccer in goals scored with 13. They'll face New York City FC on Sunday. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.